It's Helping Hand, weekly feature on Fridays on HPR as part of All Things Considered during our afternoon drive broadcast, and then archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. We try to put the spotlight with Helping Hand on an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining us. This week, we are welcoming a very heavy organization that does a lot of good all over the place, the American Cancer Society. And they have a lot of ways to support them. And they do events throughout the year to rally support. And they've got these upcoming Relays for Life, a way to get some exercise and get some fraternity in your life, but also to support this organization. And it's going to get started July 20th in Wailuku, Hilo, and Honolulu all at once. Then August 10th, Kapa'a, August 17th in Kona. And they're on the front lines of trying to fight one of the worst diseases, but they offer a lot of services. And they one of the many ways to raise funds and support for them are these events that we are talking about, these Relays for Life. We're going to hear about other ways to support them and ways to tap these events to maximize ways to raise support for the organization. From the American Cancer Society in Hawaii, we have Kathy Alsup, who is the executive director, and joining us for her first time representing the organization here on Helping Hand. Great to see you, Kathy. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. And thanks for all that the American Cancer Society does. And first, where are you guys based in Hawaii? Are you in, because you're just such a big organization, it's a little unusual to talk to. Are you in on all major population centers? Where are you guys?
Yes, we in Hawaii, we have 29 staff members, and we are on all the islands. So we're on Kauai, Big Island, Maui, we're in Guam as well, and Honolulu, and we represent all the islands in Hawaii and Guam.
These fundraising efforts that you guys do support a lot of different specialized services that you offer for people in need. There's the Hope Lodge is one of them, and they also help you to tap into and then organize other volunteer resources like Road to Recovery as well. Explain for people who are not as familiar what these two services are.
Sure. The American Cancer Society, as you say, is a very large organization, and we do amazing things in our local community. And what we do here in Hawaii and in Guam, two big programs that you talked about. One is Road to Recovery, and we have volunteer drivers who will take our cancer patients who need to go to treatment and can't get a ride, or they aren't allowed to drive because of the treatment or the follow-up from the treatment. So we have volunteers that we train and manage to be able to provide these rides free of charge for cancer patients whenever they need them. And that's our Road to Recovery program. And then our Hope Lodge program is, you know, our neighbor island cancer patients many times may have to come to Oahu for their cancer treatment. Specialized treatment, specialized surgeries, they need to come to Oahu. So we have created a 20-room lodging facility on Oahu that they can come and stay for free of charge whenever they need to for their active cancer treatment on Oahu.
Are the are the Road to Recovery services offered on islands other than Oahu?
Yes, they are, definitely. We have over 5,000 volunteers in Hawaii that are helping cancer patients. Wow. Either through Road to Recovery, Access to Care, through fundraising, through our local boards. So we have many people on all the different islands that are part of our Road to Recovery program.
That's outstanding. That's a huge number. And very humbling, because one can imagine getting that kind of very heavy treatment for something like that. You really do need a ride, and it's just one of the more magnanimous offerings that you guys have there. And similarly, the Hope Lodge, it's a concept that is you guys use all over the country, basically, and it's A place, as Kathy said, that people, when you're getting cancer treatment, you can stay there, and it's free. And it's, right, it's free?
Absolutely free, yes.
And this is staffed, there's a whole bunch of volunteer roles that this, so again, when they do the relays, it's helping to fund these programs, but then you dial in on what these programs are, and there's lots of ways to support them. And we'll circle back to the Hope Lodge and the ways that, because when we had Michelle Hashimoto, last year, she was talking about that. I mean, there's so many, from volunteering there to making donations of equipment and supplies that they could use. So we'll be circling back into that. But are there other volunteer services or other, besides those two, where a lot of volunteers are involved with your organization throughout the year, that before we talk about the Relay for Life, that we can just shine a light on, like other programs that are that similar to Road to Recovery and Hope Lodge, are places where throughout the year people can volunteer?
There's some amazing programs that we have, including our Reach to Recovery. So that one is cancer, breast cancer patients who are going through their active treatment. We've recruited some volunteers that have actually gone through breast cancer treatment themselves to be one-on-one support for them.
Like so coaches.
Yeah, coaches, and just talking through, you know, what was best to eat during that time. Mm. What happened with their hair? You know, they really kind of go through the, like, a mentoring program with them to help them feel more comfortable with what they're going through with their cancer treatment. So somebody who's gone through it themselves, sure, is there for cancer patients as they're going through it. So that's an amazing program for us.
Reach to Recovery?
Reach to Recovery.
What's it? Yes. Is there another one like that that you want to shine the light on?
You know, I think that a lot of what our volunteers will do at the American Cancer Society, there's a couple things. So Hope Lodge, we definitely will ask for administrative, clerical kind of support, social media, marketing support for the things that we do in our marketplace. And that's the same as all of our offices.
Guam, sort of white collar support.
Yeah. You know, we really can't do it ourselves, right. And it is a volunteer run organization, and we depend on our volunteers to help us with all of these programs. So that's one area that volunteers can be huge support for us is really planning these events as well. The Relay for Life, we have another signature event, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That's very specific. That'll be in October. But really, people who are passionate about fighting this disease, we're all in it to save lives from cancer. That is our number one goal, is to save more lives from cancer. And people can give back in many ways. They can give back financially. They can give back in their time. They can give back in their testimony and their advocacy. So volunteers in Hawaii, at least for American Cancer Society, serve many, many purposes.
And there are other things. So as we turn to these Relays for Life, which are fundraising events that are about to happen in the next several weeks here in the islands, they help you to fund support groups. They help you to fund the air transportation program. They help you to fund assistance for people who are homeless. I mean, talk about, unless I'm misreading this right, there are homeless people who are dealing with cancer, and then you guys are providing services to them.
Well, you know, a lot of what we do, and I'll address the homelessness side of it, is, you know, when patients have to come to Oahu for treatment, they're coming from a neighbor island, and a referral is from their doctor that they need treatment on Oahu. So yes, if someone is on a neighbor island and they need to come to Oahu for treatment, we will house them. If they're from Oahu, I'm sure that we've talked through, is that they need to be 40 miles or more away to receive that treatment. We want to make sure that the people that are most vulnerable that have to come over here and travel get those rooms, because there's only 20 rooms, and right, we want to make sure. But on the information and the side that's really the 24/7 cancer information, the moment you're diagnosed with cancer, you know, you want to talk to somebody and you want to find out what do I do next? And, you know, and I think that's where a lot of our services for anybody that is going through cancer, every single person can make the call to our 800 number at any time, and we will do everything we can, not only of getting them information, but helping them with possible, you know, insurance issues, or if they're having financial issues. Medical, you know, issues are huge for our population. Medical bankruptcies are, you know, one of the top level bankruptcies because of medical reasons. And cancer patients are very much in that area of difficulty. So there's so many parts to it that we offer, but you know, the homelessness side of it, I don't think we've specifically addressed that issue, but we serve every single person.
So what does that mean on the website where it says assistance for people who are homeless? What is that intended to mean? You don't know?
Yeah, okay, I'm not really sure.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, when I see it up there, I was just curious if it, just dialing in on that, because I know I see a lot of homeless people who have horrible medical conditions, and it just occurred to me, wow, there's probably, I can't imagine like the multitude of issues that would create to be homeless and have something like that happening too. So there are the way that these Relay for Life events work to raise cash for your efforts. Explain how that happens. So, because there are a lot of ways that people, we talk about a lot of walks and different kinds of fundraising activities on Helping Hand. And so explain the financial mechanism that people would use to make this happen.
Sure. As our signature fundraising event, you know, we definitely, throughout the nation, throughout the world, this Relay for Life takes place. And in Hawaii, we have 7 relays. And each of them have a volunteer-led group that goes out and finds the family, the friends, the community, the corporations that want to help fight cancer. I mean, it's really about the battle against cancer. And then also honoring and recognizing survivors who actually have beat cancer. Mm-hmm. And we also recognize and honor people who've lost their battle with cancer. So those are kind of, people come out to be able to do that together and to take that fight and do it as a community and group. So we recruit teams. We also have sponsors that will sponsor the event, such as Relay for Life. It could be a tent sponsor. It could be, you know, a stage sponsor.
Food.
It could be any of those kind of sponsorships. But we also, so that we kind of have two sides to it. And the second is the team. So people, families, church groups will form a team, mm-hmm. and they will raise money in honor of somebody or in honor of the fight or, you know, just whatever has brought them together as that team. And they raise money either through online fundraising, through bake sales. They'll do, you know, garage sales. We're having a big garage sale just for our team right now this weekend. But they'll do whatever kind of their creative way of fundraising, and then that money will go towards Relay for Life and the fight against cancer.
And so, and that is an interesting point you raise. So the people can be creative in a lot of ways to raise dough for their teams. Do people pay to enter into Relay for Life on an individual basis, or it's just you sign up and then start raising funds?
You sign up and start raising funds. So there's no entry fee. You know, it's really, we let them choose how they want to participate, and it's really fun. Competitions come, you know, about. There's, you know, amazing scuba diving, you know, Bark for Life. There's, you know, there's so many creative ways that people can come up with raising money. So they not only have fun with it, but they also kind of rally together as a community to be able to fight, and they feel and they are fighting cancer alongside of their whole community.
And this supports all of your programs?
Yes,
it so does. It's like it's not geared for one of your programs. It's to support the Cancer Society. And how long are the relays?
It's interesting. It used to be 24 hours, but every community decides what they want to do now. So there's a lot of flexibility. Some of them are still 24 hours. I don't know if we have any left in Hawaii, but those are the people that stay up all night long. But most of them are between 6 to 12 hours now. So each of the communities are different, and it's really based on what their volunteer leadership has decided their community wants to support.
Got to be, regardless of the length of those, got to be a big need for volunteers to both organize them in advance and then be on site too. So put out the call for the event, because we were talking about all the other volunteer needs you have, and then it occurs to me, wow, well, this must take a lot, both on the planning side, but then the execution too.
Yes, events are very time consuming, but they're amazing. And it's when they come together and to celebrate together and to fight, it's all worth the energy and the time. But we definitely need support. So it's setup support, it's planning, it's fundraising, it's cleaning up afterwards.
Right. Every kind of level, from logistics to the manpower, just picking things up.
Food, water, everything.
Is there an island or one of these that is lighter in terms of, wow, we really need help in Hilo, or the Honolulu one doesn't have the food thing it needs, or are they all basically people, wherever people are in the state, they should just reach out to the one closest to them?
Yes, that is the best. I mean, every single one has amazing community support. So there's, all of them really go out into their community, and every restaurant, every corporation, we're talking to, and they're giving of their as much as they possibly can. So I don't think there's a specific need. Oahu right now, is coming up, and we do need volunteer support there, more manpower for the day of the event. So if anyone is interested in that, we'd love to have more manpower there. But every event could utilize as many volunteers as we could get.
And as you said, there's kind of a skill level for everybody. So, and it's also one of these things, it's like, I don't know if you can find a person who hasn't been touched by cancer.
No. Now, everyone I've ever talked to has had a connection to cancer. And, about one in two people will get cancer in their lifetime, at least men, and one in three women will get cancer, a diagnosis in their lifetime. And, our goal really is to change the mortality rates from cancer. And, treatment is changing, prevention is out there, as we can make an effect on cancer. And that's what the American Cancer Society is here to do, is to change that dynamic and to make sure that we save more lives.
And in addition to these, lots of volunteer opportunities, both connected to the Relay for Life events and throughout the year, as Kathy was just detailing, people who are really touched and want to just earmark their dough right to, let's say, the Hope Lodge. You can do that if you've had a relative or a loved one who has been there and you're saying, man, I know that place because that's where so-and-so went, and I'm really grateful that was there for them. You can make a donation like that. Or we were talking about Road to Recovery earlier. If you have been a volunteer or have benefited from that service or know somebody who has, and you say, I want to just donate money to help organize that more, that's another thing you can do. You can always tell the American Cancer Society, which area you wanted to give your money to, correct?
Correct.
And then we mentioned the Hope Lodge again. And so this is a place, it's got gathering areas, it's got community dining rooms. What else do you need on the physical there that a year into it since we last had you on? Do you still need supplies of any kind, furnishings for that, kitchenware, food? What on that physical plant do you want to throw some light on? Because I know a lot of people probably are touched by that place.
Right. We've been open about two and a half years now, and it really feels like a home when you go there. It's 20 rooms, and we have a lot of amazing community space there. So they share their meals, they share their coffee time. So there's always need for Keurig coffee cups. There's always need for groups come in, and we'll do a dinner for our patients that are there, and do a Taco Tuesday or Bingo Night, or
and people will do what? They'll provide the food, they'll cook it.
Provide the food or cook it there. Wow. We have an amazing kitchen there, but really it's just sharing that community with our guests who are staying there at the time.
Laundry supplies, linens, towels, other home materials for the lodge still in need.
I'm just
flashing back to what Michelle and I talked about. So lots of ways people can try to make that place more homey.
Yes, yes.
Through donations that, you know, again, if you don't have dough and you just want to do it by items, or you just want to know, hey, I helped to make that place more comfortable for people. We've outlined a lot of ways to support the organization. I'll give the contact information first. While I'm doing that, that'll give you a moment to think, are there other ways that he hasn't mentioned yet? So first of all, their website's an easy way to find them online, cancer.org. When you get there, you enter your zip or your city, and you'll get the Hawaii information. We'll pull up. You can give them a call, too. That's real easy, 808-595-7500. They can connect you with local resources. They have a 24-hour hotline that's always open and staffed live with people. Mm-hmm. And so, as Kathy said earlier, if you're struggling with questions, undoubtedly you could be for yourself or a loved one. It's 800-227-2345. And when you're supporting them, you're helping to finance something as invaluable as that. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all of our other Helping Hand guests, all their contact information at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where you can hear all of the previous Helping Hands, too, going back years. The American Cancer Society has a lot of ways to support them, but some upcoming Relays for Life are going to be taking place starting July 20th in Wailuku, Hilo, and Honolulu, moving on to Kapa'a August 10th and Kona August 17th. On the front lines of fighting one of the worst diseases in the world, perhaps the one that's having the most impact, too, on just so many kinds of people in so many ways. Any other givebacks that we, as I stalled for you to have some more time to think over there, young lady, did you think of anything else, or did we basically get most of it covered?
I think we covered it. Amazing.
It is the executive director of the American Cancer Society in Hawaii. Is that how we refer to the local version?
Yes.
Of it like that? It's Kathy Alsop is her name, and outstanding organization.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.